She is a rival to us here on Palmetto Mornings. She can hold her own. And when she walks into a room, everyone just flocks to her and they just leave Ashley and myself off to the side of the room. We're talking about Tyson Blanton. She's with Duke Energy. And good morning to you, Tyson.
Good morning. I think you were telling a little bit of lies.
I don't know, Tyson.
We love you, Tyson.
This is what I hear when people say Tyson Blanton. Oh, she's so great. She's so nice.
She's
and I'm
so
like,
sweet.
She is. I want to find a flaw and I can't.
People say the same thing about both of you.
Oh, well,
no, they
you.
Don't.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll take it.
I can tell you they don't. But we'll take the compliment for sure. But what's great about Tyson, she's a local gal from Lancaster County. She has went to school in Lancaster County, went to University of South Carolina, and she stays here in South Carolina and she's not going to leave anytime soon.
Nope.
We don't
love
want her
it.
To leave.
Nope. Love it.
You work for Duke Energy.
Yes.
And a moment ago, we were just kind of understanding the structure of how Duke Energy works. So you work for Duke Energy South Carolina, which probably we would assume that most people around here probably think you work for Duke Energy up in Charlotte in North Carolina.
Yeah, and no offense to my Charlotte friends, but I like to pretend like they don't exist. I avoid Charlotte like the plague. I hate the traffic. We already talked about being a local girl.
Yeah.
But great peers, very smart people up there, but I don't want to get in that traffic. But yeah, so our headquarters for South Carolina is actually in Greenville, which especially to our folks in Lancaster and York counties, that feels so counterintuitive because Charlotte's just right up the road. But yeah, so we actually, our headquarters is in Greenville, South Carolina.
Well, Duke Energy, the foundation, correct, recently gave away $200,000 in grants to help nonprofits that support senior citizens in South Carolina. And Tyson, again, of the $200,000 in grants, three of them landed right here in our listening area. They each got $10,000. And a lot of these agencies look like they're in the upper state, meaning Greenville, Spartanburg, Cherokee, Union, York, Lancaster, and Chester counties.
Yeah, so we did $200,000 across our whole service territory, which goes from Greenville down to the coast in the upper third or so of the state. So, you know, Kershaw County and up, really. But yeah, we got three here locally, which I'm incredibly proud of. So we got one in Lancaster County for Hope in Lancaster, one in York for the York County Council on Aging, and then one in Chester for Cures for Chester. Yeah, and they each got $10,000.
And that one in Chester stands for Citizens United for Redevelopment and Economy.
Yep.
Obviously, the acronym.
it stumps me. Yeah. We'll go with Cures.
Yeah, that's much easier to
Cures.
Say. Did these individuals need to reach out to Duke Energy, to the foundation, to apply? How did they qualify for these grants?
Yeah, so the way it works is the Duke Energy Foundation identifies key areas where we're seeing needs. And then we put out an RFP, which is a request for proposal. And we asked people to submit grants. So we had so many grants in the area. I think we had 9 locally between those counties that you mentioned for the local, which is incredible. Probably the most that I've seen since we've been doing these, which I think speaks to the need. But we give them a general frame of reference of what we're looking for. And this one was really unique because we said whatever you need to support your programming for senior citizens. We did one in 2023 that was similar, but it was just for home repairs for senior citizens. But that's how the process works. And then it comes in and they score and we grant out and try to spread the love a little bit across the territory.
Well, you get to visit these individual agencies with a big check. And, you know, it's a little bit about publicity for these agencies. If you're not familiar about Hope in Lancaster or Cures, in Chester County or even the York County Council on Aging, and you see, you know, Duke Energy with a big check giving it to them, you might be interested. It's like, what's going on with this organization or what do they do? But that's also part of the experience for these agencies.
Yeah, and it's so fun. It's so fun to listen to the executive director typically talk about what they're doing. My favorite was probably going to the, shouldn't have said that, but I love them equally, but the York County Council on Aging, they were already playing bingo. I got to see their calendar. I don't know if you've seen
it. Yes, we have done a story.
Isn't it great?
Gosh. Isn't it the cutest thing?
I just could not stop smiling. They were so delightful. They're going to use the funds to purchase new equipment for their kitchen where they do their meals and then hot boxes so they can take them out so they can have warm meals whenever they deliver those. So, and they all tell you their story of what they're using it for. Hope is using it partially to buy non-perishable or perishable items like milk and eggs. And then Cures is going to use it to help their underlying programs to make sure that they can get out there and continue doing what they're doing.
Tyson, anytime an organization, Duke Energy is a good example, is giving away $200,000 in grants, the first thing that customers probably will say, well, that's why my bills are going up. Explain the difference in the thinking when someone might say that or hear that Duke Energy is giving out $200,000 in grants when people might say there are other issues maybe you should be focusing on.
Yeah, so I think a lot of times people think, well, that came from my bill. I pay a Duke Energy bill, and I totally get that that would maybe rub you the wrong way when those bills get a little higher as it gets colder or really hot. But this comes from the Duke Energy Foundation. It's not paid for through rates or through customer money. It's a separate entity. We really try to be careful and mindful with how we use those funds. So one of the big things is we try not to be self-serving. Utility bills is something that we hear a lot, that people says, oh, we'll use the foundation to pay for utility bills. We don't want to do anything that seems beneficial to us. We do want to support our communities that we serve. We want to support our citizens. We want to make the places that we live and serve better for us to live in, for our employees, and then for everyone. So that's really the mission behind the Duke Energy Foundation, is to give back to those communities that we serve and to make them better places.
And I guess the foundation, the Duke Energy Foundation, is similar to the foundations that support our public schools, right? They're not really governed by the school district. They just work beside them, running parallel. And the school district might say, hey, here's where we need some help. And the school district say, let me go out in the community and see what we can do. They just kind of complement each other. And it
yeah,
seems like
alignment. We use the term alignment a lot. So, you know, for instance, I think a good example is when we give to the line worker programs. You know, Duke Energy, we need line workers. We want to see line workers come out. So, of course, we want to support those programs through grants and to make sure they're successful.
We're speaking with Tyson Blanton. She is with Duke Energy, as we just mentioned, Duke Energy Foundation, giving away $200,000 in grants to help nonprofits that support senior citizens in South Carolina. A lot of these grants look like they happen in the upstate of South Carolina, right here in our backyard, York, Lancaster, and Chester counties. Organizations in those counties each got $10,000, and they have to prove why they need the money and how the money is going to be spent. And it's just one way. It sounds like Duke Energy is continuing to reinvest in the communities that they serve, as Tyson mentioned. And Tyson, the individuals that these nonprofits serve, in this case, senior citizens, when the weather is extreme, whether it's extremely cold, like we're experiencing now, or extremely hot, like we experience in the summer, I would assume they sometimes struggle financially if they have a Duke Energy bill. What help is available for those individuals that are Duke Energy customers that just find a hard time doing the billing, like keeping up with that?
And it makes sense. You know, it makes sense that if someone needs help purchasing groceries, they're going to need help paying for their utilities. So we have lots of programs out there. We have energy saving programs. You can find those at duke-energy.com/seasonal savings. And that'll show you some energy efficiency tools. But there's also programs like the Share the Light Fund and LIHEAP, which actually support the paying of utility bills through programs like the Fort Long Care Center, CARE, the Clover Area Resource Exchange. There's all of those programs, CARE and Kershaw, they support by paying those. And again, energy efficiency is also a good way to stay ahead of that. And you can find those programs at duke-energy.com/seasonal savings. And that'll tell you for hot and cold weather.
Oh, perfect. Great.
And speaking of cold weather, I know we could have some wonky weather over the next couple of days. Any advice? What do you want to tell our listeners or your customers?
Yeah, I had a feeling that was going to come up. We're monitoring it. We got our people staged where we see the issues are going to be. I think the big issue for this storm in our area specifically is going to be those dangerous roadways. In the event that we do have outages and you see those crews out there, slow way down and move over, give them space. And if you do have to get out, be really, really careful on the roads. I know in one of the last ice storms, several of the outages that we actually had come in were actually from vehicle versus pole accidents, not, you know, breaking limbs kind of deal. So stay careful. Make really good decisions, drive very, very slow, and move over for those line workers. We want to keep them safe.
Please let them work, let them live. We've heard that forever. So just keep that in mind. Tyson Blanton again is from Duke Energy. Tyson, great catching up with you, friend. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks.